participated in going out to downtown Newport News to distribute food to the homeless. And there's a huge assembly line that takes place. And I really want to let you all know that I am so grateful. Tammy and I are grateful, and we should all be very grateful to Jeff Delzer, who's just given, his heart of compassion for the youth and for the people of the city is just huge. His heart of compassion, it's the Father's heart that has been placed within him to be able to reach out, to accept people right where they are, and to provide. And, you know, we've heard some fantastic stories, and we're going to let the youth share. And it's really cool that they're up here, and I'm really proud of every single one of them. So here's Kaylee first.
Well, I only went once because of school and stuff, but the one time I did go, I can't remember what happened, like the shelter wasn't open. I don't know, something where we just went around town and looked for people instead, and we found this small group of people, and not gonna lie, I was a bit nervous at first because I was like, what if they're not, what if they're just sitting there, or what are they gonna think? I don't want them to think we think lower of them or whatever. But as we brought them the water and food and stuff, you could tell immediately they were really grateful and that someone cares. And they asked where we were from, and we told them, and they were just, you know, really happy about it. And I don't know, it wasn't really that long because there was only a few people, and we ran out of food already or something. But I don't know. I mean, just that bit was a lot. Like, I wish I could have went more, but hopefully I can now that soccer's over. But yeah, that's pretty much it. feed the homeless and just fellowship with them and stuff. We do this because it gets us out of our own little worlds and out into the real world to see what it's really like out there for some people. And that we find out it's not really about us. As Christians, we need to be there for others, help carry their burdens and stuff, and bring hope and love. And like Galatians 6:2 says, we need to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we just want to live out what the scriptures say about helping the poor and needy. I just wanted to share some scriptures with you guys that I chose. There's three of them. I was trying to choose just one, but I couldn't find just one. So they are, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. That's Proverbs 9:17. Then Deuteronomy 15:11 says, for there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land. Then Acts 20:35 through something is, in all things I have shown you that by working in this way we must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I just can't stress enough how important this is, because this is really what it's all about, going out and doing this stuff. And you can tell, they were all saying how they just seemed so grateful for everything, even if it's just a sandwich. And they were like, thank you so much. This, what you're doing is so great. God bless you. And it was really cool. And last time we went, I think that was the biggest impact we've ever had, on them, and not just on them, but that they've had on us. We went and we had almost 70 people, 67 people, and we got out of the van and went to the back of it and opened, to get the food out. And then I turned around, there's just this big crowd of people coming towards us, and they kind of swarmed us, and me and Jeff were trapped behind the van trying to get all the food organized, and they were this close, and they were all handing out water and stuff, and it was just really cool. And one of the ladies remembered it was my birthday from last time. She remembered it was my birthday, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then another lady that from last time, she came up and gave me a big hug, and I just thought it was really cool. And it's pretty heartwarming doing all this stuff. And so, yeah. It would be really great if we get everyone to do this, because Jeff is the one who does all this stuff. He plans it and he buys everything with his own money, and so we're supposed to help the poor with their burdens, we need to help each other, and buying all that food is burden. And so if you want to donate food or money or something then for this, then that would be great. And also we would love it if you came out and joined us, because it's really a wonderful experience. And
so I guess now it's my turn. The first time we went down, we just had three or four people, but we're driving around between 32nd Street and 28th Street in downtown Newport News by the shipyard. We go into this church and we get hooked up with a mission that they feed the homeless every Saturday. They have about 6 churches that are involved in this ministry. The church comes in, they cook the meals that the home church provides, and then we minister. We have a worship time in the morning and then followed by teaching. That's where this ministry is going. We want to take this church and seed plant another seed in downtown Newport News for these people. The second place we went to was a place called Street Ministry. It's a church based out of Williamsburg. They bought a building in downtown Newport News, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights they have the same thing, ministry. We get down there and we're talking to the pastor. We said we have a a couple of meals, whatever, but we ran out of food, so we're going to go get some. One of the homeless guys that were in that building said, yeah, they're not going to come back. You could tell by his attitude. So we go get a few pizzas, we come back. He goes off to the corner, he starts crying. We're talking to the pastor, and he's saying, people, like, when they say, we'll come back, they're used to no one coming back. When we came back, it showed that we care about them, that we showed we're just doing this for us, but we're there for them. And then he looked at Elena, and this goes to older youth, saying, you know, it speaks volumes about your walk. Giving up your time on a Saturday or a Monday to go downtown Newport News and help people. That speaks volumes. Second time we went, we had about five or six people. We sat with them for about 2.5 hours and just ministered with them. They had their meals, but it was more about just sitting and talking to them. Religion came up a little bit, but it was more about riding roller coasters at Busch Gardens or his sons, daughters, stuff like that. So that was pretty cool, just being able to get to know him a little bit. And then we went again. We went on the overpass, gave some meals to some people. It was another great opportunity. And then, like Chris said, this last time, we had 67 people show up. That's awesome. Because every one of them was so grateful. They're going out and saying, you know, thank you. God bless you. And it's not like, oh, thank you, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. It was genuine, heartfelt compassion and thanks because this group of 8 people right there take their time to go downtown Newport News and say, you know, this is what we're about. We love you. We don't care your situation. We're here for you. When you go down and you just show that kind of compassion, I recommend everyone come down with us one day and just see these guys minister to them. It's beyond words. It's Christ in them.